Round three of the playoffs. Here we go. WKHM 970, 105 FM, GOC. Tom Adler sitting in for Tom Ratchford here on the pregame. What do you think, Tom?
I think we're going to do a good job tonight, GOC. I think we make a great team.
Oh, there's Ratch.
I guess I'm out.
Ratch finally showed up. See you, Tom.
Okay.
Your check's in the mail.
Okay.
Jimmy's towing here on the pregame. Tonight we have, obviously, wintry-type weather. A little bit of light snow coming down sideways here. We've had worse, though.
We're hearing it.
Field in pretty decent shape. Joe Williams was working out the phys ed classes today up here, brushing off the field. It does have a little glassy appearance, a little slickness out there, Tom.
Well, that's because it's been snowing. The shoveling was a good gesture, but it would have all melted anyway because you can see the grass every place else in the city has melted. And what happened now is they've got snow banks where the snow's been shoveled, which is going to lead to maybe some snowball throwing. But the field is slick. The bleachers, the aluminum bleachers, are incredibly slippery, as is the rest of the walking surfaces here. Temperatures dipped to a little bit below freezing, I believe, now. It's about 32 or so. And it's not a very good night to play football. The crowd, I'm surprised there's this many people. It's the diehards.
I don't think a snowball fight could break out with this crowd.
It's the family. The families are here. Blissfield's got a group of kids on the far side. Lumen Christi has a very few kids here. You could tell as soon as we walked in that the normal tailgating activity, usually the parking lot is jammed with people and tents are set up, and nobody was here at all when we showed up at about 5:15. So, I mean, it's a good fair field. It's as good as you can get. You know, many of the schools in the state, finally reading today, did switch that thing to Hillsdale High School. They should have done that last week,
yeah,
by the way. But, you know, Muskegon plays, they're playing their game over at Grand Haven. Lansing Catholic is hosting the DeWitt game. The new Lothrop kid, they moved theirs to Chesaning. So a lot of the schools, Vicksburg was the other one. Kalamazoo Hackett got Vicksburg tomorrow at 3. Schoolcraft wanted to use Vicksburg also. But because Kalamazoo Hackett had it at 3, that meant that they could only play at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. And Montague refused. They didn't want to do that, so they wanted to play Saturday at 1. Therefore, it's going to be back at Schoolcraft. We've been there. It's not a bad field. But in this level, there's plenty of AstroTurf fields throughout the state. These games should be played on artificial turf.
Well, they should never be played on a field like Reading played on last week.
Not at all.
Ever. Jimmy's towing here on the pregame. Halftime show for Denny's Restaurant. Postgame, Bob Richardson, Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops. Third quarter, Mark Konopacki, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. And that's just part of our group here tonight. Large list that we will be going through the evening. We'll take a break, three break. Again, Jimmy's towing on the pre. We'll be back at 970, 101.5 FM.
Have you ever met one of the Jimmys from Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service? You know, the men and women who never sleep when you're on the road. The Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service take pride in providing you with fast, prompt, and personal service when you need them the most. Plus, the Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service don't just tow wherever you need to go. They'll get your vehicle back on the road with their incredible automotive service department. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service, more than a towing company.
Downtown Jackson is looking good. Come down and see the redesigned streets, improved walkability, redesigned parks, and buildings filled with shops, food, and nightlife. If you haven't been downtown lately, come on down. Hungry? They've got you covered with dining options to suit everyone. There's always something going on, so come down and see all the progress being made in downtown Jackson. This message brought to you by American Title Company of Jackson.
Looking for a new way to reward your employees? Tired of the same old company picnics?
Add some adrenaline to your event and move it to the Jackson Speedway. Whether you're looking for a team-building event or an innovative, fast-paced fundraiser, the Jackson Speedway can customize an event specifically for your team. For more info, log on to jacksonspeedway.net. They'll provide everything you need from safety equipment and carts. You just need to bring your appetite for speed. Your next fundraiser, team builder, or gather awaits at jacksonspeedway.net.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
George, it's cold. Turn on the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked before we need it every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Kinetico Water Treatment customers don't keep coming back. They're satisfied the first time. Kinetico non-electric water treatment systems can take care of your water problems, and you won't need to keep calling us for repairs. Join the list of satisfied Kinetico customers who purchased their non-electric water systems years ago and are still enjoying clean, conditioned water without any hassles from timers or circuit boards.
I've had my Kinetico water system for 12 years now, and it's still working great.
Kinetico Water Treatment customers, they're satisfied the first time.
Tom Coffee Soft Water, on Page Avenue across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Spring Arbor Road. Winner of tonight's game will meet the winner of Montrose Flint Hammondy next Saturday somewhere. You picked out a spot yet?
Well, I don't want to guess, but I will.
Chelsea?
No. That was
good.
That was because we played Warren Michigan Collegiate. I'm thinking, again, like 2 years ago when we played Millington, this is the same region, the Montrose Flint Hammondy region would be that. Of course, they'll wait until that game is finished tomorrow. But Montrose and Flint Hammondy are basically a stone's throw from each other. So that Lansing Catholic that we were at 2 years ago
could be.
Yeah, and I hate to speculate it, but the state always wants to have a game or two in Lansing if they can. And that is, as long as Rich Kimball, I think, is still the AD. Is he still at Lansing Catholic?
No, he's. I don't think so.
Well anyways.
Yeah.
And hopefully we might be able to get accommodations where we could actually see the field, if that's the case. But it's a neutral site next week. It'll be Saturday afternoon somewhere. I don't really want to guess and get everybody's hopes up, but it'll be at a nice place. I don't think the weather's going to be any better. I'm looking at the long term, and next week is still looking
cold.
To be in the low 30s.
But yeah, this week three, we've had... Well, I was just thinking, week four, I was thinking back to when we went up and Lumen played Boyne City. Was that at Ferris?
Yes.
And that was absolutely gorgeous day.
Yeah.
So you never know what you're going to get.
You do not know. Some of the days I remember going into the old Silver Dome, and it was fantastic weather outside, and we were inside, you know, for that. So you really do never know. But, a lot of this talk, you're presupposing Lumen Christie's going to win this game. Blissfield comes to town. They've beaten some pretty good teams. Blissfield's 7-4. They were 5-4, Greg. They were an additional qualifier. And if you remember that morning, we put all the qualifiers together. I think there were 43 of them. They had the highest point total of any of the Class C schools that were added to the 12 Class C schools that were added. So they're very good. They've won, they've won a bunch of games against good. They beat Clinton, for crying out loud. They beat Hillsdale. They beat Columbia Central twice, so they've got to be.
That league was good this year.
Yeah, that league was good. They played five Class B schools in that league. So they had five Bs. I think they played four Cs. So that's a little bit different than the past 2 weeks where both Napoleon and Michigan Center, the Lumen Christi opponents, the last two playoff games, played explicitly. They played exclusively all Class C schools, so that was a step in competition. This is not going to be a – it's going to be a step up in competition for Blissfield, but they have been playing bigger and better schools, and they've had a pretty decent run. And they've got some playoff they were in the regional last year, got beat by Warren Michigan Collegiate. Lumen Christi ended up beating Warren Michigan Collegiate in the semifinal. So they do have some playoff experience, and from what I can tell, pretty decent coach. And Ryan Love took over. Ron Estes had these kids. Blissfield just 11 years ago was in the state championship game. A lot of people forget that back in Division. I think they were in D6 back in 2007. They made it all the way to the state finals, only to lose the Saginaw Novell in 2007 by the score of 12-7.
With that said, though, Lumen, heavy favorite, Tom. You would agree with that?
Well, yeah. And
okay.
But as we look out here, I mean, Blissfield's not throwing out a bunch of guys with broken arms.
No.
You know, they can,
no, and, they showed up.
And it's going to be a slippery field, judging. I just went down to the
latrine.
Let's call it the Port-a-John. And out here at Lumen Christi, and it is slippery down there. And you never know. You can't cut. Sometimes you can't do some of the things that you do. It's same for both teams. But I think you mentioned it on the noon show today. Sometimes the weather like this is an equalizer.
Could be. We will find out. Jimmy's Towing here on the pregame out-of-town scoreboard for AAA of Jackson. And, of course, our presenting sponsor, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. The right repair is no accident at Trips. And they've been serving you since 1988. Three break, and we're back on 970, 101.5 FM.
Have you ever met one of the Jimmys from Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service? You know, the men and women who never sleep when you're on the road. The Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service take pride in providing you with fast, prompt, and personal service when you need them the most. Plus, the Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service don't just tow wherever you need to go. They'll get your vehicle back on the road with their incredible automotive service department. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service. More than a towing company.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. Well, there's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Whether we're infants, children, youth sports, high school sports, stress accumulates over time. Best thing to do is get checked right from the beginning, right from birth, through growth and development. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
West End Farm to Table, formerly Barb's Country Kitchen, invites you to come sit among friends and try their at-home cooking with local farm-fresh food. Their menu offers traditional breakfast and lunch items. Or for the more adventurous palate, try their daily specials. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekends, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Check out their menu on the West End Farm to Table Facebook page, located at 4141 West Michigan Ave.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Let's start the bidding. It all happens November 14th at BidJackson.com. When you go to BidJackson.com and click on the YMCA charity auction, you'll find great deals on hundreds of items like furniture, appliances, golf clubs, and even a car. And your winning bids benefit a great cause. All proceeds go to the YMCA annual campaign, which helps kids, families, and adults in need. Go to BidJackson.com to view items in the YMCA auction. Pre-bidding starts November 9th, and the auction is November 14th. There's never been a better reason to bid.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen Christi Marching Band. Very fine rendition of our national anthem. And just about ready to go over on K105.3 tonight. The Western Panthers take on Zeeland East. That will kick off at 7:30 after our game. We'll take you to Little Caesars Arena for the Red Wings and the New York Rangers. Big day of college football tomorrow, 101.9 FM, Michigan State, Ohio State, and we'll have the Michigan game. Their trip to Rutgers tomorrow afternoon, 3:30, here on WKHM 970 and 101.5. Tom mentioned a few moments ago reading their game with Detroit Southeastern will be played Saturday, 1 o'clock, and they move that to Hillsdale High School.
We had pictures of that last week when they played against Ottawa Lake Wyford, and the puddles, it was just atrocious. They really shouldn't have played that game either. I can't believe they waited until today to make that change. They probably should have done it on Monday, but it's just not fair for anybody. They did the right thing. It got moved, and it'll be played on a good surface. I think Hillsdale's got regular grass. I was kind of hoping that they'd get a hold of cold water and move it to turf. But nonetheless, they'll be on a decent field in order to play that game.
Lumen will kick to Blissfield. The Royals decked out in their white and purple little gold trim. Lumen with the gold pants, gold helmets, green jerseys, large numbers, readable. From the press facility here. And it will be Kevin Salazar kicking off for the Titans. And this round three matchup underway. Low squibbing, bounding kick. And Blissfield will get pretty good field position, 35-yard line on the short kick by Salazar. A couple real nice running backs, Tom, for this team. And Brian Getz, senior fullback linebacker, Roman Furl, a junior, has really kind of come out of nowhere.
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, Blissfield has beaten some good teams. Anytime you can beat Clinton and Hillsdale and Columbia Central twice in the same season, you've got a good thing going.
And they have a sophomore at quarterback, Gannon. He hands it off. They try to get outside and get a couple yards. Pretty good play out there by Tyron Kane to stretch that to the sideline.
I think it was just an off-tackle play by Roman Furl, but he bounced that thing outside. I think he may have wanted to plant it and cut up,
But because of the slickness, he just kept going to the sideline towards the Blissfield sideline until Kane knocked him out of bounds, give him a gain of about two.
2 yards up front. They have Bangerter, Hayford, Bischoff, Moore, Kerwicki, the offensive line. Gavin Gannon, a sophomore at QB. This team is probably a year away. They've got a lot of underclassmen playing on second and eight. Second back, tailback through. Breaks the tackle, 40-45. Close to a first down. The ball was loose, but that came after he was down.
Yeah, Keegan Smith made the tackle, and he stripped it, but the Blissfield ball carrier was down. I didn't get the number.
I think it was Horky, Zach Horky.
So a good game. Going to set up third down and one from the Royal 44.
30 yard. They spotted the 44. They need the 45. And the sophomore. First back. Easy first down. Driving to the Lumen 48-yard line. Good run there of 8 yards.
That was Brian Getz.
Adelinski with the ball. For a first down.
That was a good run, and they're punching a hole right in the middle of the Lumen Christi defensive line. Keegan Smith again on that tackle.
That was right up the belly. Good blocking up front for Blissfield.
Pretty good size offensive line for the Royals as they break the huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage. Now just across midfield.
This will not be a pleasant night to throw the ball. Tail back the other way. And not much room there. Maybe a yard.
Nick Thomas at the bottom of the pile.
Brody Dalton was there.
Boy, Dalton has done a good job as a sophomore coming up off the JVs.
Matt Saunders getting the start, another sophomore up from the JVs. Big Keegan Smith in the middle. He starts on defense tonight for the Titans. Second down and nine, Gannon. Back to throw it. Looking. Throws it down the middle, almost intercepted. Bobby Willis got his hands on it at about the 13-yard line.
Horky was pretty well covered by Bobby Willis, and the ball was a little bit overthrown. Horky wasn't in the picture, but Bobby Willis did get one hand on it. That would have been a spectacular grab.
And now third down and nine for Blissfield. Here on this opening drive tonight of this regional, we played a couple minutes of the first quarter. Gannon out of the gun this time. He rolls, flips it out to the running back, and great tackle out there by Jack Kelly. Great tackle in the flat by Jack Kelly on Roman Furrow.
Yeah, Furrow on that little out pass, just kind of a little flare off the left side, and the Lumen Christi kids are known for this. That was a textbook tackle by junior defensive back Jack Kelly. An absolutely perfect textbook tackle. So that sets up fourth down and eight.
Furl breaks that time. He probably gets a first. That was a great play by Jack Kelly, the junior. Fourth and eight, and a punt for Blissfield. Slow motion snap. Kick will hit at the 20. Good roll down to the 13-yard line, and that's where Lumen will start, 87 yards away. Get their first touch of the football. Offensive line anchored by Big Ian Moran in the middle. Tommy Putman, Patrick Lucas, Hunter Denton, Keegan Smith.
So a first down for Blissfield, and then the Titans stopped him on the next opportunity for the first down, and Lumen Christi gets the ball back. Not in real good field position. 9 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the first quarter. Titans with their first possession.
Titans out quickly. Quick snap. Nick Thomas gets a block. 20, 25, the 30. Cut back, 35. Stays on his feet. 45-yard line, Nick Thomas.
He broke about three tackles on a toss sweep to the right, and what a great run. They got the Titans immediately out of the shadow of their own goalposts.
A couple good blocks, Tom, on the corner.
Sure was, and again, individual effort because he did break three tackles to get all the way all the way up to the 45-yard line.
45-yard line and a first down. 32-yard scamper. Thomas again up the middle. Shakes one tackle, drags a tackler into Blissfield territory, 47-yard line.
Yeah, Nick Thomas again right up the gut off left guard, tackled by Gavin Gannon of Blissfield, but not until Thomas got himself a gain of 7.
Big dose of Nick Thomas tonight, you would imagine, Tom, in this weather condition.
He's the type of player that isn't going to cut and try to do anything fancy. He just runs right straight at you.
Big Keller up the middle. He's dragging tacklers. Looks like he has a first down. They were trying to grab the ball and tackle him at the same time. Big 77, Jaron Bangerter on the stop.
Yeah,
for Blissfield, but that's a first down.
Bangerter is a pretty good-sized kid for the Royals, and neither team in their rosters gives us height and weight, but that's a pretty good-sized football team for Blissfield, but it's still a tough task to tackle Dayton Keller.
Pitch to Thomas. Gets a block on the corner. Good play here. Thomas will not go down. Finally he does, and he lost a yard.
It took Evan Moore a long time, but he persevered and just basically held on to Nick Thomas and finally dragged him down for no gain.
65, nice play defensively.
No gain in the play, brings up second and 10.
And second down 10 for Lumen. They're at the Blissfield 44. We have no score here on WKHM. Lumen shifts. QB, of course, is Joe Barrett. Pitch to Thomas. Got a block. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Inside the 10. He's near the 5-yard line. Nick Thomas.
That was a pretty good football run for the Titans again, as that offensive line is just battering Blissfield. And now the snow, there was a little snow squall here for a moment as the wind is really picking up.
They put it at the 7-yard line. Nick Thomas show off and rolling here in the first quarter. Delton Langley, the up back, in motion. The big guy, Thomas, up the middle. He is close. Touchdown, Lumen.
Touchdown, Lumen Christie.
7-yard plunge for Nick Thomas, who just refuses to be tackled. And the Titans are on the board, 6-0, with 6:24 to go here in the first on WKHL.
Pretty good drive. They just went 90 yards or so in about 6-7 plays. Tyler Penn on to kick the PAT out of the hold of Ted Ehlers and the snap of Ross Jerva.
So Penn on the extra point. That kick went nowhere.
It got blocked by Brian Goetz.
Boy, Lumen's kicking game is not good.
Yeah, the snap just floated back to Ehlers. He got it down and Penn just the blocking broke also because Goetz was able to block it. So he did get a hand on the ball. And with 6:24 to go in the first quarter, it's Lumen Christie 6, Blissfield nothing.
Aspen Heating and Cooling touchdown. Probably not a lot of cooling going on at Aspen. One of our sponsors, Seymour Ford, Candy's Busy Bee Cafe, College and Career Access Center, West End Farm to Table, Vision Collision, Penn Chiropractic Center, Lakeland Hills Golf Course. Nice night for your sand wedge, Tom.
Where our group played on Wednesday afternoon, and Ted Sanger had a hole-in-one on the 12th hole.
Beautiful.
12 guys there, and of course, what happens when you get a hole-in-one?
You buy.
Ted dipped into his pocket for that one.
A rare appearance.
Boy, the snow's coming down pretty good.
Yeah, it's blowing around here.
The
ball blows off the tee. Kevin Salazar on his opening kickoff I would say, did not hit a good one. And that's probably designed. He squibs one down. They'll run it right out to the 35-yard line again.
Yeah, again, that one just spun along its transverse axis, and it had no chance of bouncing high. But it's not returned very far either, so Blissfield will take over at their own 35-yard line.
Tackle by, I think that was Carter Reynolds on the tackle. He kind of trickled off. We do have some duplicate numbers, as Lumen has brought up all the JVs. So sometimes the numbers are hard to figure out here. Here's a big fullback. Forget that.
That was Brian Getz again. Getz on the carry, but he didn't accelerate into the line, and you're not going to get any yardage against Lumen Christi unless you hit that quick.
Saunders there, the two sophomores again.
Saunders is a junior, by the way.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Okay, and Brody Dalton.
But Dalton is a sophomore up off the JVs, a very good-looking football player. Pretty good depth, as it turned out. Everybody was worried about the Titans' depth. You know, Teach Out got hurt and, you know, a couple other kids. But they were able to bring some kids up. And
Lumen's really, they've got nine in the box here on second and eight. They run a reverse play, and Lumen has it in the backfield. Zach Horkey got hit in the backfield. He was pretty fortunate to struggle his way back to the 36.
Well, Saunders got through immediately as the Blissfield left side of the line pulled on that, and Saunders just must have read it, and he broke up the play before it had a chance to get going anywhere.
Third down and nine for Blissfield.
You know, Ben LaFleur out on defense for Lumen.
Blissfield came out running the ball pretty nicely against the Titans, and now they're going to go with three wide receivers to the left and one to the right.
And out of a shotgun on third and nine. Gavin Gannon, the quarterback. He stands at the 30. Good snap. Looks, flips it out here. His receiver not even looking. Incomplete. Tried to throw it to Furl out of the backfield. And Furl was looking at the West Point. He was not anywhere near that.
Ganon, the quarterback from Blissfield. Was that a screen?
Just a little flare pass to the running back, but he's not looking. Tough to complete those. Here's a kick on fourth and nine. Lumen will just let that hit, and they'll have it at the 37-yard line. It's about a 30-yard kick for Blissfield. No return. Titans up 6-0, 4:32 to go in the first, and they're back in business. Jackson Public Schools Orthopedic Rehab, Tom Coffey Soft Water, Able Heating and Cooling, Advanced Fluid Technologies, American Title Company, County National Bank, part of our group here on WKHM. First down, Lumen. Joe Barrett. Pitch to Thomas. Nick cuts past a tackler, and he's out near midfield. Nifty run by Nick Thomas. They're going to mark him back at the 48. He slid about 3 yards, but it will be a first down. Boy, that corner man had a great shot at Thomas, and he just walked right around him.
He's had
quickness and speed, Tom, and strength.
Yeah, and this,
he's got it all.
And this playing surface basically leads to what Nick Thomas does good and run the ball straight ahead.
Here's a fumble. Blissfield may have it, and they do. Titans cough it up.
Yeah, Thomas has the ball in his hand.
No, they're giving it to Blissfield.
Covered by Blissfield.
Wow.
Thomas had the ball, but Blissfield recovers. That was an awkward exchange between Barrett and Thomas at the outset of that play.
Yeah, I'm not sure they were on the same page, Greg. It looked like the play might have been called at 7, and Thomas ran it a little bit further inside. It was kind of a rub on the handoff. It wasn't clean by any stretch of the imagination. So, 3:56 to go, first quarter. Titans lead 6-0. Blissfield's got the ball in great field position.
41-yard line of Lumen. And they get back in the gun. Gannon throws one out here, incomplete. A little short arm there for Zach Horky, intended receiver. And that'll be second and 10.
Yeah, so with that, now Blissfield's kind of in a hole. It's four down zone. They're basically they're at the 41-yard line. But, boy, now it's second and long. They're almost forced to throw again unless they run that draw.
Four wide receivers. And the quarterback looking. Going to run 40, 35, 30, and first down inside the 30-yard line.
Good job.
That's where they're really dangerous.
Yeah, nice job by quarterback Gavin Ganon, and he just read that, and there was a little break in the Titans' defense on his right, and he got a good gain there, about 12 yards to a first down, now down to the 29-yard line of Lumen Christi.
29-yard line, first down, Blissfield. Lumen leads 6-0, but they have just fumbled. Ganon hands it off. No running room whatsoever for Roman Furl.
Boy, Keegan Smith again on the bottom of that pile. He's been a beast so far in the early going.
That was Patrick Lucas also there.
Second 11.
Sometimes those smaller kids are harder to block than the bigger ones because you don't get a good piece of them.
Snow flying here on Spring Arbor Road. That was a loss of a yard, second down and 11. Again, four wideouts. Back to throw it. They set up a little flare to Furl at the 30. Hit hard at the 24-yard line by Walker Plate.
Pretty good job by Lumen Christi of reading that screen pass, well executed from Ganon to Furl.
Well, they've tried that now four times, Tom.
Yeah, and that's what happens. Lumen Christi's defensive front is getting so much pressure. Just let them get pressure. Ganon comes back, sets up, and makes that pass, and once they complete it, they at least have some positive yardage, sets up third down and 5.
Third and 5, Blissfield from the Lumen, 24. Ganon, the sophomore, out of the gun. Looks, being chased. Throws it up for grabs, intercepted. Walker Plate at the 10-yard line. Terrible throw by the sophomore quarterback.
Yeah, that was a gift. It was just a wounded duck into the middle of the field, and Walker Plate was right there to make that grab.
Nick Thomas right in the quarterback space. He threw it up for grabs, and Lumen grabbed it.
Yeah, all kinds of pressure. Pretty much the Titan defensive line is imposing their will against Blissfield. So now for the second time in this game, Titans will take over first and 10 deep in their own territory, now at their own 10-yard line.
Thomas at the tail, runs it off tackle. He's up to about the 14-yard line, maybe 3 yards on first down. Delton Langley in the backfield with Thomas.
Moore with the tackle for Blissfield. Second down and 8.
Second and 8. They gave him a deuce there. Spotted it at the 13. So a couple turnovers. No surprise in this weather. You're going to see some.
I'm in shirt sleeves. This is nice.
You're out of your mind. Pitch to Thomas. Stays on his feet. Pretty good play defensively by Blissfield. Thomas at the 16-yard line. Just 3 yards. We'll bring up a third and about 5 for the Titans. Just a minute to go here in the first quarter, 6-0 Lumen.
I will say my out-of-town scoreboard froze up. my phone was sitting here on the table, and it's shot. So We may have a little trouble with the out-of-town scoreboard. Jason Ejak is at the game at Traverse City St. Francis. Sent me a picture a little while ago. It up in Traverse City, the field looks about like what this does. It's not too bad throughout the state.
Third and five. Tried to draw Blissfield off. They looked like about five guys jump, but they must not have broke the plane, and Lumen takes a timeout. We'll take one, too. Back in 60 seconds on WKHL.
West End Farm to Table, formerly Barb's Country Kitchen, invites you to come sit among friends and try their at-home cooking with local farm-fresh food. Their menu offers traditional breakfast and lunch items. Or for the more adventurous palate, try their daily specials. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekends, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Check out their menu on the West End Farm to Table Facebook page, located at 4141 West Michigan Ave.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here comes Joe Barrett on a keep out, 50, 45, 40, 30, all the way down to the Blissfield 22-yard line. He might have fumbled, but I think Lumen came up with it. Keller was chasing him there.
Everybody in the stadium thought it was Nick Thomas carrying it off the tight and left side. A beautiful naked bootleg run by senior quarterback Joe Barrett off the right side. Completely faked the entire stadium, and he got a great gain from the 10-yard line or so, 14-yard line, all the way down to the Royal 22-yard line.
62 yards from the 16 to the 22. And that ends the first quarter. Wow, what a play by Joe Barrett. On the quarterback boot. After one, it's 6-0 Lumen. We're back in a minute. On 970, 101.5 FM, WKHM.com.
Let's start the bidding. It all happens November 14th at BidJackson.com. When you go to BidJackson.com and click on the YMCA charity auction, you'll find great deals on hundreds of items like furniture, appliances, golf clubs, and even a car. And your winning bids benefit a great cause. All proceeds go to the YMCA annual campaign, which helps kids, families, and adults in need. Go to BidJackson.com to view items in the YMCA auction. Pre-bidding starts November 9th, and the auction is November 14th. There's never been a better reason to bid.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Nick Thomas runs one on first down, all the way down inside the 10-yard line. They spotted at the 9, and it's first and goal for Lumen. They had a third and about 6 two plays ago at their own 16. Now they're at the Blissfield 9. With Joe Barrett at quarterback, Big Dayton Keller in motion. And here's Thomas, and he is hit pretty hard, 5-yard line.
Driving on the tackle for Blissfield.
Tommy Putman took a little pummeling there after the play. As Wayne Fontes once said, don't stand around the pile. Here's a pitch to Thomas at the 5, touchdown! Nick Thomas on the cutback. Nobody does that better than Nick Thomas. Plants his foot and cuts back against the grain and into the end zone.
Yeah,
for that final 5 yards.
Yeah, he's pretty sure-footed even on a slippery field anyway as the snow continues to fall. So 10:51 to go in the second quarter. It is Lumen Christi 12, Blissfield nothing.
Lumen will go for a two-point conversion here as they whiffed on that first extra point attempt. They have Thomas and that power eye. Right up the middle, and he's good. Thomas for two, 14-0 Lumen. 30-second break. Aspen Heating and Cooling touchdown for Lumen Christi. 14-0 Titans on WKHM.
Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning is a proud supporter of local high school sports in the Jackson area and would like to wish the Lumen Christi Titans the best of luck in their regional final matchup against Blissfield tonight. With winter just around the corner, remember to have your home heating system inspected by the professionals at Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning or upgrade your system to a new Amana high-efficiency furnace. Visit aspenheating.com to schedule your appointment today, and remember, they're always on time or you don't pay a dime. Go Titans!
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ranchford, Mark Konopacki's cousin, Craig, running the scoreboard. Tom Adler, Greg Futra. Cast of many in this press box. It's a popular place.
You know, they're listening in Florida to Blissfield legend Larry Tuttle listening down in the Villages. A lot of Lenawee guys. Klotz is listening. There's two Adrian stations here. He's down in Adrian listening to us.
Look at this kick. Wow, he had to pick it up at the 11-yard line. Lumen almost got the ball.
That was Ryan Painter that almost picked that up.
That ball rolled right down the sideline, Tom. That's amazing what that ball did.
And it was the same on the transverse axis, the same thing Salazar did the second time. Painter almost, the Blissfield player, I didn't get his number, on the far sideline, let that thing go, and it was almost recovered there by Lumen Christi's Ryan Painter. Hey, out of town real quick, Traverse City St. Francis has opened up a 14-0 lead over Kingsley with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. And that is the opposite semifinal in Division 6 of the Lumen Christi semi.
Clinton Township, Chip Valley, 21-7 over Dearborn Fordson. Out of town scores for AAA of Jackson. They're back in the shotgun again. Throw it over. Got a man wide open over the middle. 30, 35, 40. And they finally knock him down at the 45-yard line. Lumen had nobody playing center field.
Remington Trout was absolutely wide open.
And tight end, Tom.
Yeah, you have to hit that tight end off the line of scrimmage, and he ran right to the hash mark, and no Titan defender jumped him. So a great job by Blissfield to get out of the hole.
Yeah, they had the three wideouts that took a lot of the defense to the strong side of the field, and the tight end just ran right down the seam, wide open. Ganon throws it out in the flat. This one's caught. Pretty good gain into Lumen territory at the 48-yard line.
Zach Horkey on the grab for Blissfield, and, of course, Nick Thomas was right there to make the tackle. But it was one of those, it was trips over there. The two wide receivers ran him off. And Horkey just spotted up. Ganon hit him right on the numbers, and he got a good gain there. So it sets up second and 4.
AAA of Jackson handling all your insurance and travel needs on the out-of-town scoreboard. 14-0 Lumen. Blissfield started at their own 11. They're at the Lumen 49 after two big pass plays. And now a timeout for Blissfield. There was a little confusion setting up that play. Let's take a quick break. 30 break right back on WKHM.
Have you ever met one of the Jimmies from Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service? You know, the men and women who never sleep when you're on the road? The Jimmies at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service take pride in providing you with fast, prompt, and personal service when you need them the most. Plus, the Jimmies at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service don't just tow wherever you need to go. They'll get your vehicle back on the road with their incredible automotive service department. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service. More than a towing company.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
...14-0 Lumen. Blissfield trying to get something going here with 9.5 to go in the second quarter. They hand it off to Getz, and he's got what appears to be a first down at the Lumen 45-yard line. He's a good player, two-way performer, big senior Brian Getz, linebacker, fullback type. And he ground out a first down at the Titan 45.
Hunter Denton just came out, and Keegan Smith back in defensively for Lumen Christi.
From the Lumen 45, Gavin Gunnun. Now he drops back into that shotgun. Fires it out here, caught. Couple yards, about 3 to the 42-yard line.
Bobby Willis was in on the tackle down there.
Bobby Willis on the stop for the Titans. Just a reminder, we have a cell phone.
So they're going to get about 3 yards a gain, 3, 4, 5 yards a gain on those little quick hitters to the outside. I think they basically give up on trying to run the ball in the middle.
Second and 6. Matt Bischoff out over the football for Blissfield. They shift back into that gun. And in motion. Flip it to Gorky. Oh, baby. He's going down for a loss.
Well, Jack Kelly.
Nick Thomas, Kelly. And, whole host of Titans.
Keller, yeah, it was Jack Kelly that probably made the first hit, but a whole bunch of them were there to make that play, including Carter Reynolds, who didn't make the tackle but made the force.
And that's a loss of 3, third down and 8.
And that's quite simply called good team defense.
Tom, it's tough to run sideways on a night like this.
Well, the Titans funneled him to the outside. I think he wanted to cut up, but Lumen Christi's defense funneled him to the outside and got all their people there. You either funnel them out or you funnel them in.
Trips to the left. And Gannon out of the gun. Low snap! He's going to try to run it. He's being chased and knocked out of bounds.
That was Aker.
Brody Dalton, Brody. 40.
Number 40, I'm sorry. I was thinking it was Aker. Brody Dalton, nice play there. The sophomore linebacker running him out of bounds.
Quarterback did a nice job, though, Tom. That looked like it was going to be disaster. He made 5 yards.
Out of nothing. And that, yeah, could have been disaster. And he's a 10th grader.
Just a sophomore. And Horky is a sophomore. Fourth and about 4. And it looks like Blissfield will not kick this time. They'll go for it at the Lumen 39. Five wideouts. Quarterback throws. That is popped up in the air, almost intercepted by Willis. Then he let it get over his head, and they were pretty fortunate that wasn't caught.
When Willis went for the ball, he may have obstructed slightly the vision of Horky, and Zach Horky was unable to grab it, and the ball bounced off his fingertips, so the Titans will take over first and 10. There's 6 minutes and 18 seconds left in the first half. Lumen Christi 14, Blissfield nothing.
Ajax Heating and Cooling heating tonight for the Bollinger Group. Lumen Christi Catholic School, Jackson YMCA, Denny's Restaurant, Airport Road, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Mark Konopacki, Chief Executive Officer, Elro Steel. Here's Barrett, 50, 40, down to the 35. Barrett fakes the handoff and keeps.
Very good balanced offense again by the Titans. Thomas isn't going to get the ball every time. Again, just that was more of a belly than a boot off the right side. Off right tackle there by quarterback Joe Barrett. Great yardage, untouched until he was tackled at the 37-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 Titans, just under 6 minutes to go first half. Lumen Christie with a 14-0 lead.
High in the backfield, Thomas the tail. Thomas the pitch. 40-35. Thomas the 30 breaks the tackle, cutback, and dragged down at about the 27.
Yeah, darn near 10 yards on that carry.
Boy, he can make something out of not much.
Second down and a long one.
And you know, Blissfield's not playing bad, and you look at the scoreboard, and it's 14-0, and the Titans are on the verge of scoring again.
Lumen has a second and about 2 feet at the 28-yard line. Keegan Smith, Tommy Putman, Ian Moran, Patrick Lucas, Hunter Denton. There is a first down, Lumen.
Dane Keller, I think, on the run.
Big guy got almost 5 yards, and Lumen has a first down inside the 23-yard line. A Blissfield with five to go here in the first half. Blustery evening here on Spring Arbor Road. And the final game this year here at this facility. Joe Barrett, he's had a strong first half. Pitch to Thomas. There he goes, 20-15. 13-yard line. Thomas will run around you or he'll run over you.
Jared Bangerter was one of the kids on the tackle for Blissfield, and it looked like Thomas went down a little awkwardly. Jerva and Langley in for Lumen Christie on this particular series.
Still 14-0, Traverse City, St. Francis, the out-of-town AAA of Jackson scoreboard over Kingsley. Big Keller up the middle. And Dayton struggles inside the 10-yard line. He has about 4 yards on first down.
Clock running down to 4 minutes to go first half. Titans lead 14-0.
Wagoner with the tackle.
Now inside the 10.
Second down and 6 for the Titans.
Spotted at the 9, second down and 6. Barrett gets the play from Herb Brogan Jr. 3:35 to go in the first half. Go in motion. They hand it off. Thomas is dragged down this time. Might have got a yard. Bring up a third and 5.
T-100 motion. Fullback dive at 4. Not much yardage on that.
Third down and 6.
But I think it's a good call to have the ball in Nick Thomas's hands.
Jerva in for Kyra Johnson. The ball's at the 8, and it's third and about 5. Titans can't get a first down. Pitch to Thomas. Cut back. Puts his head down. Looks like he's got a first. He's down near the 2-yard line.
Well, goal line right, toss sweep at 1. That's an awful lot of bodies for Blissfield to handle for Lumen Christie with an unbalanced line there and throwing everybody at them. So it'll be first and goal from the 2. 2:45 to go in the first half. Lumen Christie leads 14-0.
Yeah, it looked like Blissfield made a good play there, and Thomas got about 6.
Yeah, the Titans are strong. They're strong up front. Here's the same play.
Power eye.
Unbalanced to the right.
Thomas. Touchdown, Lumen.
Touchdown, Lumen Christie.
Nick Thomas, the final 2 yards.
Nick Thomas.
And the Titans are up 20-0. 2:26 to go here in the first half on WKHM.
Been running that series since I was a kid here under the late, great Jim Crowley back in 72, 73. Goal line right out of the power eye, and the tailback runs just a dive at three or a power play at three. Got the required 2 yards, and I don't know if Blissfield adjusted to that or not. You flop the left tackle over to the right side, and you got a whole lot of blockers. Same thing here.
Go for two. Thomas is hit, and they say no, he didn't get in.
2-point conversion, fall short.
He's right at the goal line.
Now, Blissfield did read that. It was the exact same situation on the goal line, right? And that Blissfield player was able to slice through and hit him before he got to the goal line.
Good stop there for Blissfield. 30-second break right back. 20-0 Lumen on WKHM.
Hi, I'm April Benoist with Vision Collision. Has your car been damaged in an accident? If so, see your hometown auto body experts at Vision Collision. We'll fix your damage correctly and on time. Do you need a rental car? We'll pay 11% of your claim, up to $500, or ask us how we can help with your deductible. Come see us at Vision Collision on Wildwood in Jackson and on Page Ave in Michigan Center. Vision Collision, where quality and speed cost no more.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Good to have old quarterback Mark Donato listening tonight out at Sharp Park at the fireplace. There's a squib kick. They down it. No run back, 35-yard line for Blissfield. Donato, a legendary quarterback at St. Mary's Star of the Sea.
Yeah, his golf partner's up here as the public address announcer.
He's a better golfer than quarterback.
He hits the golf ball. Him and Pooch play quite a bit over at Arbor Hills in the summer, run into those guys.
What else they going to do?
Same thing with me, man.
What else? Should be a pro by now. Shotgun, 20-0. And Blissfield in a peck of trouble. And the quarterback hit, fumbles. And does Lumen have the ball? No, he got it back.
Well, Dayton Keller made the hit.
Yeah, you can see that coming.
Yeah, unfortunately for Blissfield, this is a very dangerous position for them now. 2 minutes to go. Clock is running. 2 minutes to go in the first half. They've got the ball deep in their own territory.
Very lucky to get the ball back there.
And it's second and 16.
.50 left. Ball's at the 29. Lumen might use a timeout after this play if it doesn't go anywhere. Gannon looks. Fires over the middle. Caught. And a good play there by the sophomore, Brody Dalton.
Noah Leonard on the grab for Blissfield. So a good gain, sets up third down and nine, third and eight.
Yeah, third and about eight. And Lumen does not stop the clock as we're down to about 1:10 left here in the first half, and the Titans up comfortably 20-0. Gannon is back in the gun, looking, throwing. That's caught right at the stick. Looks like a first down.
Walker played on the tackle. That was Horky on the grab.
That's
a good-looking player, too, Zach Horky of Blissfield's a 10th grader. It's a nice sophomore combination they've got.
46-yard line. That will give Blissfield a chance to kill the clock here.
Oh, they're going to let it fly here.
And Gannon out of the gun. He's back at the 40.
Titans in the cover two.
Uh-oh. There's a snap, and the ball is loose. And look out. Titans got the ball! Are you kidding me? Lumen recovers at the 25. Quarterback was not looking. They snapped the ball and it rolled down the field.
Carter Reynolds ended up with it, and the ball rolled right past quarterback Gannon Gannon.
You said disaster, Tom, and there it was.
Yeah, 15 seconds left in the first half, and Lumen Christi gets the ball now with a 20-0 lead. They get the ball at the Blissfield 25-yard line. At least two timeouts left for Lumen Christi. I can't remember if they took the other one. And the new scoreboard here doesn't have the timeouts left operating.
So they got the ball at the 25.
Wow.
Send Bobby Willis out to the left. Joe Barrett back to throw it. Looks, throws for Willis. No, it's incomplete. That was Kane down there going to the flag. He was open, but the pass was overthrown.
Yeah, Noah Leonard on the coverage for the Royals.
To Ron Kane. About the 5-yard line.
Second down.
First pass of the game for Lumen Christi.
11 seconds.
So Jack Kelly and Saunders back in for the Titans. Kane and Kyer Johnson.
Can I call a play here?
The two Jackson High transfers come out. Yeah, go ahead.
Keller right down the middle. Keller right down the seam, the tight end. Here is Barrett in trouble, and down he goes. Titans take a timeout with 3 seconds. Good pressure by Blissfield, and they had good pressure on that first pass.
Yeah, very, very good job by Blissfield to hang in there.
They have some quick players.
The Titans haven't thrown the whole game. It's not what they do. Might have been better off running a couple of plays with their good offensive line and good running game, but you're going to have to be able to throw at one point or another.
3.8, plenty of time, Tom. How many times have we seen this?
Well, just getting the ball back the way they did is remarkable. Because the ball had bounced. The quarterback looked up, and the ball was snapped, and nobody moved. I think the center snapped the ball, and no other kid from Blissfield, including the rest of the offensive line, even moved as that ball rolled past Ganon.
Might just give it to Thomas Barrett's back at the 40. Looking. Looks for Keller. And he throws a wob. Keller caught it! No! Oh, he's down at the one! Are you kidding me? That ends the half. And Keller's shaken up.
Oh, no.
You don't need that.
What a great grab. He adjusted back to the ball, makes the catch.
Yeah, that was a bad throw. He turned his wrist over, Tom, and ball just floated up in the air.
Yeah, it's very it's brutally cold. We're below freezing, and to ask somebody to just all of a sudden start throwing after you haven't thrown for an hour is tough.
Keller came back, caught the ball at about the 10 or 12 yard line, and made it to the one on the last play. You can't make it up. 20-0 at the half. We're at the half for Denny's Restaurant, Airport Road. Breakfast all the time. At Denny's, they're open 24/7, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes here on 970 101.5 FM.
Children helplessly crying on Santa's lap. A fried turkey unexpectedly going up in flames. Black Friday shopping. That's the holidays for you. What are you going to do? Well, this year you can take a break from the madness and enjoy Denny's new festive flavors. Cinnamon roll pancakes, turkey and dressing dinner, garlic peppercorn sirloin, and a variety of holiday pies. Yep, that's how you do the holidays. Denny's new festive flavors lineup. Limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Downtown Jackson is looking good. Come down and see the redesigned streets, improved walkability, redesigned parks, and buildings filled with shops, food, and nightlife. If you haven't been downtown lately, come on down. Hungry? They've got you covered with dining options to suit everyone. There's always something going on, so come down and see all the progress being made in downtown Jackson. This message brought to you by American Title Company of Jackson.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning is a proud supporter of local high school sports in the Jackson area and would like to wish the Lumen Christie Titans the best of luck in their regional final matchup against Blissfield tonight. With winter just around the corner, remember to have your home heating system inspected by the professionals at Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning or upgrade your system to a new Amana high-efficiency furnace. Visit aspenheating.com to schedule your appointment today and remember, they're always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Go Titans!
Let me ask you a quick question. Have you been putting it off? And by it, I mean filling out that college application, scholarship, or financial aid form. Hey, they can be intimidating. What if I fill it out wrong? How do I make sure it's not red flag? Well, that's easy. Your free assistance is available thanks to the College and Career Access Center inside the Jackson Crossing Mall. Their mission is to help you get the post-high school accreditation, training, or degree you need to be successful in life. The College and Career Access Center. Help for all ages. Have you ever met one of the Jimmies from Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service? You know, the men and women who never sleep when you're on the road. The Jimmies at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service take pride in providing you with fast, prompt, and personal service when you need them the most. Plus, the Jimmies at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service don't just tow wherever you need to go. They'll get your vehicle back on the road with their incredible automotive service department. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service. More than a towing company.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Ceiling 8, Western nothing.
Welcome back. .970 and 101.5 FM. We're at the half here at Lumen Christie. This week in high school sports here in just a minute. Titan Band performing before the, I'd say a small audience here tonight at the stadium. And pretty much all Lumen. Blissfield very fortunate, Tom. They didn't cough one up there in the last 3 seconds.
Yeah, Titans got the ball back. 35 seconds or so left down on the Blissfield 25-yard line, but they went to throwing, and Joe Barrett hadn't thrown the ball in a good hour and a half or so, and it's very tough to ask him to be able to do that. We've seen Lumen Christie so many times over the years score in that situation. It's kind of a letdown when they don't, but the fact remains they still got the ball back with the opportunity to score again and make a make this into a complete blowout. It's a pretty good sized blowout as it is. Titans lead 20-0 at the end of the first half.
Nick Thomas, 17 carries, 147. Joe Barrett, 3 carries for 75. And Blissfield has 2 yards rushing. 2 yards in the first half.
And they started the game out looking like they were going to be able to run the ball. Remember they got that first down on their first drive, a couple of really nice runs off tackle?
They did throw the ball for 70 yards. They completed 7 of 11 for 70. Barrett, 1 of 2, that 34-yarder at the end. That was it. Titans rack up about 240 yards on the ground here in the first half. They lead 20-0. 2-minute break this week in high school sports. When we come back, we'll get you all the scores on the out-of-town scoreboard for Triple A of Jackson. We're at the half for Denny's on WKHM. 20-0 Lumen.
Children helplessly crying on Santa's lap. A fried turkey unexpectedly going up in flames. Black Friday shopping. That's the holidays for you. What are you going to do?
Well, this year you can take a break from the madness and enjoy Denny's new festive flavors. Cinnamon roll pancakes, turkey and dressing dinner, garlic, peppercorn, sirloin, and a variety of holiday pies. Yep, that's how you do the holidays. Denny's new festive flavors lineup. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
What do 53, 25, and 16 have in common? They're the new term options for County National Bank's certificates of deposit. 53 months, receive our best rate of 3.01% APY. 25 months, a shorter term with a great rate of 2.61% APY. And our shortest 16-month option will give you a return of 2.19% APY. That's a lot of numbers, but they all have this in common. Bank on higher returns from County National Bank. For more information about these limited-time CD offers, stop into any of our branches or go to countynationalbank.com. 16 and 25-month annual percentage yield effective as of 9/11/18. 53-month APY effective as of 9/12/18 and is subject to change without notice. $2,500 minimum balance required. Member FDIC. Thank you for making County National Bank your community partner.
CNB County National
Bank. Alro Steel is proud to celebrate 70 years of business in the Jackson community. In 1948, Al and Robert Glick founded Alro Steel with three principles: integrity, loyalty, and honesty. Alro Steel would expand from their beginnings to over 60 locations in 12 states, offering cut-to-size metals and plastics, industrial supplies, and unmatched customer service. To learn more about Alro's 70th anniversary, their products, or to place an order, visit alro.com.
Friday fog out, overtime rules, and fighting free agency. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The second time around with an opponent on the gridiron isn't all that unusual in district play in the MHSAA football playoffs. Why do you think they're called districts anyway? But it was a very unusual evening in Copper Country Friday when an already soggy field, Calumet was hosting Ishpeming Westwood in a defensive knockdown dragout when in the second half, the field was enveloped by fog.
Well, we got the fog rolling in. We just pulled a lead on a beautiful diving catch in the end zone, the only score of the game. And it's right as the fog started rolling in, and from there it was a nip-and-tuck game. We had the big turnover on the 50-yard line. Hard to see what was going on. You know, I think especially when plays went to the far sidelines, you're just kind of seeing who was celebrating to see if it was a good play or not.
Calumet coach John Crows thought the kids probably handled it better, and after the 6-0 win over the Patriots, a district final awaits on Saturday at Traverse City, St. Francis.
Oh boy, are they good too, as we watch film, and outstanding, very powerful team. But we're really excited. We played them last year, so we got a taste of what they're all about, and realize that it's quite a task at hand here, but our kids and community are really fired up.
If you want to watch that Friday fog out, you can view it for free now on the MHSAA.tv website. And those MHSAA TV website game balls this week go out to Zach Mogg from Mount Pleasant, who ran for 181 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 35-6 football playoff win over Petoskey last Friday. And Ryan Ringler and Sage Sabenta of Cedar Springs, who combined for over 200 yards of rushing in Cedar Springs' 46-7 win over Gaylord. You can watch both of those games on demand right now on MHSAA TV, as well as Friday's upcoming matchup between Cedar Springs and Mount Pleasant. That game starts at 7 o'clock. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature delves into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
There are a few differences in high school football overtime compared to college games. During overtime in high school football, each team begins its offensive series, first and goal from the 10-yard line, as opposed to first and 10 at the 25. The only way a team can pick up a first down is on a roughing foul. Roughing the passer, the holder, the center, or the kicker. A lost fumble or intercepted pass ends a team's offensive series or a try for an extra point following a touchdown. The defense cannot return the ball for a score. And unlike college football, there is never a requirement that a team go for a two-point conversion. What is common between the two levels is that each team gets one timeout per overtime, and unused timeouts don't carry over from regulation or from overtimes.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the website now, MHSAA.com, to register. With the fall sports season winding down, there will be a number of parents looking for athletic greener pastures at another school for their student athlete. And don't tell me otherwise. Almost every transfer, especially over the coming weeks, is an athletically motivated transfer. A transfer, set out the winter and spring, so what? The kid was just a volleyball or a football player anyway. We'll skirt the rules, mom and dad think. But because schools want this kind of free agency curtailed, such a transfer that would now take place could make that person ineligible in their chosen sport next fall. That's right. Transferring now for football reasons could keep you out of the game until 2020, unless you meet one of the exceptions to the rule, like picking up and moving into the new school district. And in the future, that option may be off the table as well for kids, following a coach from one school to another and some other circumstances. So folks looking to practice high school free agency need to be more careful now and perhaps even more careful in the future. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Children helplessly crying on Santa's lap. A fried turkey unexpectedly going up in flames. Black Friday shopping.
That's the holidays for you.
What are you going to do?
Well, this year you can take a break from the madness and enjoy Denny's new festive flavors. Cinnamon roll pancakes, turkey and dressing dinner, garlic, peppercorn, sirloin, and a variety of holiday pies. Yep, that's how you do the holidays. Denny's new festive flavors lineup. Limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Downtown Jackson is looking good. Come down and see the redesigned streets, improved walkability, redesigned parks, and buildings filled with shops, food, and nightlife. If you haven't been downtown lately, come on down. Hungry? They've got you covered with dining options to suit everyone. There's always something going on, so come down and see all the progress being made in downtown Jackson. This message brought to you by American Title Company of Jackson.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
We are back. Spring Arbor Road, 20-0. Lumen Christi on top. Here at halftime. Halftime for Denny's. Airport Road, breakfast all the time at Denny's. Out-of-town scoreboard.
Yeah, bad news for Jackson County Western. With a minute and 5 seconds to go in the first quarter, it's Zeeland East 22, Western nothing. I think Zeeland has scored the first three possessions of the game. They scored at 8-11, at 5-01, and at 1-05 of the first quarter. So at the end, it's not even the end of the first quarter yet. Zeeland East 22, Western nothing. Also in Division 3, here's a shocking game being played at Grand Haven. Highly regarded Muskegon has a slim one-point lead. Muskegon 13, Cedar Springs 12 at the half. Also in Division 3, Detroit Martin Luther King has a nice 34-7 lead over Allen Park. That game is with 2:46 to go in the second quarter. In Division One, you know, maybe the cold and snow has Then a equalizer. At the end of the first half, Clarkston and Lapeer are tied at zero. West Bloomfield has a 3-0 lead over Belleville. That's at the half. It doesn't look like it was an equalizer at Chip Valley, as Chippewa Valley has a 35-7 lead over Dearborn Fortson. Nothing in on any of the four Division II games. In Division IV, St. Clair is getting beat. Williamston leads St. Clair 21-0 at the half. And the other three games are being played tomorrow. In Division V, Detroit Denby and Marine City are scoreless at the half. The other three games are played tomorrow. In Division 6, there's only one other game besides this one tonight. Kingsley had tightened it up, but Traverse City has now taken a 21-12 lead over Traverse City St. Francis has a 21-12 lead over Kingsley. That's with a minute and four to go in the first half. In Division 7, at halftime, Kawama Westphalia leads New Lothrop 7-0. Lake City has a 28-6 lead over Roscommon. And Madison Heights Madison has an 8-0 lead over Riverview Richard. In Division 8, nothing in on the Flint Beach or Harbor Beach game. And then in 8-man football, Division 1 of the 8-man football, they're in the semifinals. At halftime, it's Morris 20. And colon nothing. So the good news is Lumen Christi has a 20-0 lead over Blissfield here at the half. The bad news is near the end of the first quarter, it's Zeeland East 22, Western nothing.
That game on K105.3 with Steve Boyle and Jason Smith currently.
By the way, it is cold, but it is not snowing at Zeeland.
It will be.
Just like here. It's not going to snow the rest of the night in Zeeland. That has come through.
We'll see.
I lived there for 3 years. In the middle of the winter, it does snow a couple of inches every single night when you get the lake effect snow, the cold air moving over the warm lake. But it's probably like it is here now. It's calmed down a little bit. I don't think the wind is still. Look at the flag in the north end zone. It is whipping straight.
I'm afraid to look at it.
That flag is straight out, but the snow has appeared to have stopped.
Blissfield kicks to Lumen to start the second half. Down 20-0. Back for the Titans, Brock Fitzpatrick deep. They kick it short, and Fitzpatrick will grab it at the 10. 15-20, runs right into his own man and got it up to the 24. Those kick returns, you just want to hold on to the ball tonight.
Yeah, that was a brief. That was a brief, about 10 minutes down in the locker room for those kids to kind of.
Lumen did not punt in the first half. And they come out with Ian Moran over the football, Tommy Putman, Patrick Lucas, Hunter Denton, Keegan Smith, Dayton Keller, the tight end. Thomas drilled. He got nothing.
Thomas, the ball carrier.
Pitched it to the short side of the field. One of the better defensive plays of the night for Blissfield.
Evan Moore on the tackle for the Royals. He's had a couple of those unassisted type tackles on Thomas.
For the Titans, Ryan Painter shuffled a play in that last play. He came out. And Lumen sends trips to the left. That's Johnson in the backfield, lone running back. Takes a handoff, hit the backfield, and dragged down Bangerter. He is a good one.
Yeah, 75, Dean Swanson on that tackle. Boy, Johnson didn't get in, not even a step, and Swanson was able to drag him to the ground.
Third down and 11. Painter, Langley, and Ehlers in for Lumen.
That's Connor Hubble, wide to the right.
Hubble, excuse me.
Same number. They both wear number 3.
Barrett rolls the throw back to Thomas. And great play by number 10.
Yeah, Dean Wyman made a real nice tackle on Nick Thomas here in the left flat. Just a little swing pass.
Outstanding play. They have that throwback screen. Lumen's so successful with that. And Wyman just made an outstanding play to trip up Nick Thomas. So the Titans will kick for the first time with Keller back at the 10-yard line.
Always worry about the snap. Ross Jerva over the ball.
Jerva snap, pretty good. Keller kicks a brick, hits at the 50. No fair catch, and it rolls down inside the 40-yard line.
Well, it is a brick because, you know, we talked about,
you could hear that.
Yeah, when you're at this time of night, that ball's been out in the freezing, below freezing weather for hours, and it is like hitting a rock. So Jerva got the ball back in pretty good shape. It was a nice snap about thigh high, and Nick Thomas punched it down here to the 40, where Blissfield will take over, trailing 20-0, 9:37 to go in the third quarter.
Had a little success throwing the ball and no success running. 2 yards in the first half. And they give it to Furl, and he's dragged right down, right at the 40.
Furl, the ball carrier.
He is quick little character.
The Titans brings up second and 10.
But the Titan defense was quicker.
Halftime now up at Traverse City, where Traverse City St. Francis leads Kingsley 21-12. A little light snow falling off of the bay up in Thurlby Field in Traverse City. Thanks to Jason Ejak for those updates.
Second down and 9 here for Blissfield. Oh, rushing up to 3 yards now after that carry. They run the same play, and this time they lose 2, so now they're rushing for 1 yard tonight.
Was that Furl again on the carry?
Yeah, exactly the same play.
Patrick Lucas off the bottom of the pile along with a host of Titans.
That was a loss of 2. So that rushing yardage went from 3 to 1.
Lucas. Smith on the stop. Brings up 3rd and 11.
And the quarterback, Gadun, gets a play from Ryan Love. 5 wideouts. And he stands back, drops back to the 30. Here comes Keller. There's the pass, way overthrown.
Trent Van Steekesty was, I think, the intended receiver, but it just didn't get anywhere near him. Keller was breathing down the...
Tyron Kane was the closest player there.
And
yes, Keller was right after the quarterback again. So Blissfield has a 4th and 11. They'll have to kick. We've got Kelly and Kyer Johnson.
Now that wind is blowing hard out of the west, so when this ball goes up, it's going to go, well, that didn't get high.
And Johnson, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, and down to the 37.
Johnson with the return.
He made a pretty nice run back. That ball wasn't kicked very well by Blissfield. Kind of a low kick, bounced a couple of times. Kyer Johnson picked it up, went to his left, and then cut back to his right, found some open room, got across midfield all the way down to the 40.
Yeah, excellent run back, but he dropped the ball, Tom, and they almost coughed it up. But Lumen retained at the 37. And that is not hard to do tonight. Drop the ball. Here's Big Keller diving inside the 30-yard line. Dayton Keller.
Yeah, that's Lumen Christi football. That's a fullback dive at 4, and that's a thing of beauty right there. Gets 7 yards on first down. When you run the ball, maybe off guard tackle.
Keegan Smith, Ian Moran down there just grinding away.
Well, think about it. This game has moved unbelievably fast. The second half started at 8:06 after we kicked it off at 6:59 tonight, and with Lubin Christie not throwing the ball, no incomplete passes, the clock is not really stopping.
A little quick draw play. And Thomas, not much. And they blew it dead. Thomas broke away.
And Dean Swanson and Evan Moore made the tackle. They stopped his forward momentum. The whistle blew.
Yeah, they never really came close to getting him to the ground.
But, you know, I would rather have them whistle that than somebody get hurt, because a lot of times you'll always hear me beg for that whistle to be blown when it looks like forward momentum has stopped. That keeps the injuries away. And, by the way, very few penalties this evening in this game.
Third and two. They give it to Keller. He burrows his way for a first down. Down to the 26. Just power football by the Titans up the middle.
That's how you win these games.
That's on the stop.
Jerva out. Langley out. Willis in. Johnson in. On first down from the 26. Titans lead 20-0. Third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Mark Konopacki, Chief Executive Officer and Entrepreneur. Here is Johnson. Can he turn the corner? He can. Good tackle, though, inside the 20-yard line. Nick Thomas.
And get out on the stop.
6 yards.
Second down and four.
Second and four.
Well, I mentioned that Muskegon game at halftime. Muskegon leads Cedar Springs 13-12. At the half, Cedar Springs has 160 yards of offense. Muskegon has a paltry 68 yards of offense.
Wow. Second and four. And Thomas again. Good move in the line. And touchdown, Lumen. Nick Thomas goes about 21 yards for Lumen Christie. Touchdown, his fourth score of the evening. And it's 26-0. Made a nice move right in the line. That play went off right tackle, and then they just couldn't bring him down.
Yeah, that's a pretty good offensive weapon the Titans have, and now 20-0, 26-0 lead with 4:57 to go in the third quarter. Oh,
Thomas jumped the count there.
Got caught leaning.
No play. They were going to run for two.
Now it's going to move him back five.
Yeah, 5 yard penalty. Replay the down.
You know, at this time of the year, you saw how bad that first PAT kick was.
It weren't pretty.
No. And, they're going to kick it. No, they're not kicking it. They're going to send in the passing team. That was Kyer Johnson and Bobby Willis checking in. They'll be at receiver.
So they'll go for the two from the 8 yard line. Thomas jumped again. There's a flag. And Barrett throws it. It is incomplete.
Now that needs to be blown dead, doesn't it?
Incomplete.
Yeah, that was.
When you have, just like the last one, Thomas moved and the ball was whistled before the play. You can't have the play run on that. That's a mistake.
Yeah, they're blowing it right off. They're not even running the play over.
Well, the thing is, though, they let that thing go.
Every athlete needs, not typically found in
Barrett might have gotten killed back
next
there.
Next time you grab a beverage, whether it's in the lunchroom, out in the field, or at home.
Anyways, it's 26-0 with 4:57 to go in the first, in the third quarter.
Take a 30 break right back. WKHM, 26-0, Lumen.
Elro Steel is proud to celebrate 70 years of business in the Jackson community. In 1948, Al and Robert Glick founded Elro Steel with three principles: integrity, loyalty, and honesty. Elro Steel would expand from their beginnings to over 60 locations in 12 states, offering cut-to-size metals and plastics, industrial supplies, and unmatched customer service. To learn more about Elro's 70th anniversary, their products, or to place an order, visit Elro.com.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Five to go here in the third. Little squibby kick. That ball's loose. Lumen has it. Let's see. It might have been Kelly down there on the football. Titan football, they recover. Boy, Blissfield just watched the ball roll. Nobody showed any urgency to get to the football, and the Titans did. They have one player there. It's like Connor Hubble down on the bottom of the stack came out with it. Well, another debacle on a special team here for Blissfield. A lot of guys watching that ball roll.
Yeah, this is going to be a kind of a bad ending for Blissfield's really nice season.
Kelly split wide right. And Barrett looks over the D. Rolls right, looks. Going to run it. Hit hard. 31-yard line.
I think he's going to call Tommy Putman for holding, and he did.
With the stop.
50, I think it was Matt Bischoff, the defensive tackle, was working on Putman, and Tommy got his hands on him. One of the rare penalties called tonight by this officiating crew.
Yeah, just a couple, really.
That one was pretty obvious, and it was way out in the open.
And your penalty from the spot remains first down for the Titans.
Take it back to the 50-yard line. Be a first down and about 23 for the Titans. Johnson in motion. Now a cutback and got some decent yards down to the 44. Got about three on the tackle.
Yeah, you got something out of nothing, really.
Blissfield brings up second down.
Off the right side. Blissfield hanging in there as best as they can. 4 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. The clock is running. Lumen Christi has a commanding 26-0 lead.
Ball's at the Blissfield 44. Thomas split wide to the left. Empty backfield. Barrett, quarterback draw. He's drilled. Actually a flag.
See, that's... It was blown dead right away. That's what I was getting at on that PAT. All right, that was a... All right, they called timeout.
Timeout for the Titans. Let's take a break. Back in a minute. Titans lead 26-0 on WKHM.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, they open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
What makes a restaurant a gathering place for families, businesses, and friends? Well, everything you'll find at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe. Candy and her crew are the kind of people who get birthday cards for the regulars. Candy's Busy Bee Cafe is the kind of place you'll want to come back to after just one visit. Tableside service, great conversations, incredible staff, and tremendous food with breakfast served from open to close. Become a regular today at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Lumen, nice slam pass to Bobby Willis. Takes it down to the Blissfield 28-yard line. It'll be third down and one. Very nice throw by Joe Barrett that time, and Willis caught it in stride.
Kind of loosen up maybe the Blissfield front.
And there's the first down to Dayton Keller.
Ball bounced around. One of the Blissfield players has it, but the ball was blown dead.
Madalinsky on the stop, and it's enough for a Titan first down.
Ball's at the 25 and a first down.
Ryan Madalinsky, the inside linebacker, made the tackle for Blissfield. We're down to 3 minutes to go. Clock running in the third quarter. Lumen Christi 26, Blissfield nothing. Last check at Zeeland was a minute and five to go in the first quarter. Zeeland East 22, Western nothing.
Thomas spins, runs over a tackler down near the 15-yard line.
Take that film clip. That's Nick Thomas. He was hit. He bounced off. He was hit again. He bounced off again.
He has a great spin move, and then tackler right there, he just ran him right into the ground.
So a gain of 8, almost 9 yards, sets up second and 2.
2:15 left here in the third. Keller gets a couple tough yards. Looks like he has a first down. He's inside the 15.
Clock stops momentarily. 1:59 to go in the third. While they move the chains, referee puts it in play.
Let's have some more snow. Just need a little more snow here.
You know, you're not helping your partner out here, because I see much more snow and I'm out of here.
Here's Kyer Johnson. Cuts back.
Johnson, the ball carrier.
And gets a few yards there. And nice little cut against that defense.
Down at Indian Rocks Beach, we call that white stuff on the ground sand.
On the stop. Second down and 7.
It was 82 degrees today, for crying out loud.
Second down and 5.
Wait till Florida State shows up in South Bend tomorrow night.
Oh.
Those kids, of course, Notre Dame's got a lot of Florida. They've got a lot of Southern kids, too, but that's going to be wicked tomorrow with that wind coming off Lake Michigan.
Nice run up the middle, and touchdown.
Touchdown.
Nick Thomas again. Give him 5. 5 touchdowns. Nick Thomas. Titans rolling over Blissfield tonight. 32-0.
You know, Nick has scored all 5 of Lumen Christi's touchdowns, but it wasn't a one-man show. Certainly. Joe Barrett's had tremendous contributions. Dayton Keller, the offensive line.
Trying to kick the extra point. There's a flag.
Flag on the play.
It's against Lumen Christi. The special teams are going to... This is going to come back and bite them. Not tonight. It's 32-0. And you know what? Next Saturday is going to be just as cold. I mean, it's going to be an afternoon game. It'll be played at 1 in the afternoon, so there's a possibility that the sun will shine.
You think they could play it indoors somewhere? Extra point, Salazar, right down the middle. Up and good.
Extra point is good.
Lumen 33, Blissfield nothing, back in a minute on WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siree Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. And the number there is 748-9240.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
The man on the return runs out of bounds there.
Welcome back here. 33-0 Lumen.
First and 10.
And Blissfield will start following the Titan kickoff. 22-yard line. Good coverage on the kick team. Titans still have their starting defensive players in there. Little trick play coming up here for Blissfield.
These things seldom work. Jack Kelly came so close to intercepting that for a touchdown.
I'm not even going to try to describe it.
Yeah, they had kids all over the field. It looked like one of those old swinging gate situations. And Gannon throws the ball to the right side, and you have one receiver kind of with all the other kids.
Right out of the Three Stooges playbook.
There were four other ones.
Come on.
We used to call that when I coached at Zeeland, we called that the Lonesome Rooster.
Yeah.
It was the
There's
Lonesome
a joke
Rooster
there,
series.
But I'm not going to use it tonight. Second down and 10.
I'll pull that playbook out for tomorrow morning show.
Oh. There's a running play for about two. Third down and 8.
But the fact was, on that goofy play Blissfield tried, Jack Kelly came within inches of, of grabbing that. That would have been an easy 15-yard touchdown return off that interception. Clock is running.
And it can't run fast enough. That ends the third. 33-0 Lumen. We're back with the fourth quarter. In 1 minute, here on WKHM.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, they open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here on Spring Arbor Road. Third quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They will open all drains. Every drain that's plugged, Mark Konopacki will personally come out and unplug that for you. Call him and ask him what's wrong with his cousin, Craig. Blissfield, third and long. Throw a sideline pass, and whoa, what a catch! Fantastic catch by Horky, Zach Horky, up near midfield.
Yes, caught by Zach Horky. Willis on the coverage. First down, Blissfield.
Best play of the night for the Blissfields. 49-yard line. Trying to somehow break the shutout. Run a little inside counter play, get a couple yards there. Kyra Johnson made the tackle. Got about 4 or 5 yards. They're up to about 10 yards rushing now on the night. And we're a minute into the fourth quarter. Lumen will move on Saturday, Final Four in Division Six. Likely a 1 o'clock game Saturday somewhere. Furl is hitting the backfield. Boy, they have really. He had over 200 yards last week against Columbia. He got a sniff in this game. He is a junior, will be back next year. Out of town, Tom?
Yeah, the bad news for Western, it's now halftime. Zeeland East leads Western 36-0. But we've got a dandy in Division 6 up in Traverse City. Kingsley has just scored, so it's Traverse City St. Francis 21, Kingsley 20.
Wow.
With 6:51 to go in the third quarter.
Wow. Heck of a game there in Traverse. Get on. Throws it over the middle, incomplete.
Spencer Horky. Spencer Horky was the intended receiver.
And that was about 10 feet too tall for him. Fourth down and eight.
Fourth down and 8 yards.
In Division Three, also, you know, Zeeland and Grand Haven are about 10 miles apart. Muskegon did score early in the third quarter. It was a 13-12 lead by Muskegon at the half. It's now Muskegon 21, Cedar Springs 12, 6 minutes to go, third quarter.
Scores for AAA of Jackson, handling all your insurance travel needs. Down the middle, Ganon incomplete. Coverage by Jack Kelly. Dean Wyman.
Yeah, Dean. Those passes are thrown high and they're lobbed, and I'm not so sure the Blissfield kids wanted to go up and get those and have a chance of getting nailed in the ribs.
Start that bus.
In the third quarter.
Yeah. Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, our presenting sponsor tonight. All the big playoff games, and it looks like we'll be down to just the Titans here after this week.
Game up in Traverse City.
As Western has run into the proverbial buzzsaw on Lake Michigan. Barrett's still in there. Brock Fitzpatrick, 50, 45, 40. And drags a tackler down to the 36-yard line. 15-yard run, Brock Fitzpatrick. No reason for Nick Johnson to be out there.
First down, Titans.
Yeah,
or Nick Thomas, or
have a long day there?
No.
No, you're right though. These kids just keep everybody healthy and get to next week.
Fitzpatrick the other way, and he's got about 5 yards to the 31. He's banged down there.
Madalinsky with a stop.
43, Ryan Madalinsky for the tackle for the Blissfield Royals.
Danny Jackson was there. 6 yards for Fitz, and it's second and four. All the scores tomorrow, Sports Saturday. Michigan State, Ohio State at noon. 101.9 FM and Michigan 230 against Rutgers here on 970 and 101.5. Barrett, pitch to Fitzpatrick. Close to a first down. Looks like he has it at the 26-yard line.
Again, Madalinsky with the stop. It's the first down for the Titans.
Blissfield looks completely out of gas right now. And they have a couple new numbers in there. Ross Jervian for Lumen. Out-of-town scoreboard.
Yeah, a couple of out-of-town scores in Division 7 at the end of the third quarter. It's New Lothrop 12, Pawama Westphalia 7. And I do see that Westphalia has just scored, so it's PW 14, New Lothrop 12. And Clarkston, Lapeer. Clarkston has a 7-0 lead over Lapeer, first play of the fourth quarter.
Same pitch back to Fitzpatrick, and he's running down inside the 20-yard line to about the 16, 17.
Good for Brock. He's a good reserve running back. He does a good job on special teams.
Second down and one.
Plays hard.
17-yard line. And second and just a yard. Lumen still has their offensive line in there, although Denton has moved to a guard. And that's a first down inside the 15-14-yard line.
You know, focusing on that offensive line, the center, Ian Moran, in those kids. Moran got off the ball right there and on that little play to get the first down.
Not for a first down.
It was Saunders, number 81, on the carry. And they got just enough for the first down. So the clock continues to run. 6 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the game. Lumen Christi 33, Blissfield nothing.
Snow has subsided here. Herb's going to take a timeout. He let the clock run down.
Timeout, Lumen Christi, their second.
And they'll bring in the backup troops here. Timeout on the field. Let's take a break back in a minute. 33-0 Lumen on WKHL.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. Well, there's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Whether we're infants, children, youth sports, high school sports, stress accumulates over time. Best thing to do is get checked right from the beginning, right from birth, through growth and development. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Langley, the ball carrier.
Del Langley carries one down inside the 10. It's about 5 yards on first down. The backup troops out there for Lumen, and that is Wilson at quarterback. Brendan Wilson, the junior. Ball's at the 9, and Lumen's up by 33. They could kick a field goal here. Get that clock running. There's Langley, and he's dragged down. Pretty much a yard or so there.
Langley on the carry. Brian Guts on the tackle for Blissfield.
Brings up third down.
Brendan Wilson does his job. The junior quarterback comes in, makes sure he gets the snap from center. He's basically commissioned all season coming in at mop-up time like this.
Lumina will play the winner of Montrose, Flint, and Hamity. They're playing in Flint tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
So with these subs, basically Wilson at QB just hands the ball off, takes as much time as he can. Clock still runs, 4:35 to go in the game.
They're in the end zone. Touchdown, I believe. Oh, we have a flag. Wow. Delton Langley.
Flag was thrown early.
Dragged a couple tacklers.
Procedure against the Titans.
Call procedure.
Five-yard penalty that'll remain third down.
You know, wherever we go Saturday afternoon, we're not going to get a better seat than the one we have here.
No, we are pretty close to the field.
This is pretty good.
Pretty close.
50-yard line, 49-yard line.
After the 5-yard walk-off that nullified another touchdown, they pitch to Fitz, and he's going to be drilled.
Yeah,
loss of five.
That was Brian Guts again for Blissfield.
Brings up fourth down.
Pretty much came through the line unblocked.
Doesn't look like they'll kick a field goal, Tim.
Nah.
33-0, Titans. This game would have been over long ago. Lumen shanked an extra point early. Wilson. Hands it off. Fitzpatrick is hit on fourth down. And that will turn the ball over to Blissfield with 3 minutes left. Let's take a break for a minute. Right back. WKHM, WKHM.com.
Hi, I'm April Benoist with Vision Collision. Has your car been damaged in an accident? If so, see your hometown auto body experts at Vision Collision. We'll fix your damage correctly and on time. Do you need a rental car? We'll pay 11% of your claim, up to $500, or ask us how we can help with your deductible. Come see us at Vision Collision on Wildwood in Jackson and on Page Ave in Michigan Center. Vision Collision, where quality and speed cost no more.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Tom Rashford, Josh Ankrell. Blissfield football, about the 19-yard line. .213 to go. And they run one out of bounds. Looks like close to a first down.
Brock Fitzpatrick on the defense on the far sideline. Down to 2 minutes and 6 seconds to go in this game. Titans lead 33-0. At last check, it was halftime up at Zeeland. Western was getting beat. Zeeland 36, Western nothing. And about 10 miles away in Grand Haven, Muskegon has opened up a 34-12 lead over Cedar Springs, where it was 13-12 at the half. So three straight touchdowns for Muskegon as the Big Red will advance to the semi.
Third and two, Blissfield. Pitch it out to Furl. Good play by the Titans. They run him right out of bounds. I don't think he got a first down.
Ball carrier Fitzpatrick ran him out of bounds.
Good job by Brock Fitzpatrick and company.
Fourth and about one.
Ryan Painter over there, Delton Langley. X Willis. Fourth down and a yard. Buck 25 left. Yeah, they do get it on a second effort. They almost did not get that. Fourth down and a yard.
Yeah, that was Brian Getz.
Hunter Richmond on the stop for the Titans.
Just over a minute left. Maybe a snap or two. So Lumen will make it to the final four here in Division Six. Play next Saturday afternoon. And probably won't know their opposition till tomorrow about 4:30, 5 o'clock. Run a little counter play into the secondary. This play has run out of bounds.
Ball carrier.
Up at about the 45-yard line. 28 seconds.
You know, this game did go at a blistering pace. It's still only 10 minutes to 9.
Ball's at the 45.
Give credit to the Blissfield fans, too. Pretty much everybody has remained.
They hung around, didn't they?
Yeah, and they're going to, you know, they're going to congratulate their kids on a really nice season.
Run a little draw play here. 50, 49-yard line.
And then when this is over, the Lumen Christie kids will all gather together, and this is their last game at the James C. Crowley Memorial Field. So the seniors will bid this a final.
Blissfield runs up to get a final snap off. They pitch it to Furl. And he's knocked down, and the game's over. 33-0 final for the Titans to the Final Four in Division 6. Titans all the way. They led 20-0 at halftime and really cruise to a relatively easy win here tonight. As expected, 33-0. Take a break. We'll be back with our post-game show and out-of-town scoreboard again on 970 101.5 FM.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siree Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. And the number there is 748-9240.
Looking for a new way to reward your employees? Tired of the same old company picnics? Add some adrenaline to your event and move it to the Jackson Speedway. Whether you're looking for a team-building event or an innovative, fast-paced fundraiser, the Jackson Speedway can customize an event specifically for your team. For more info, log on to jacksonspeedway.net. They'll provide everything you need from safety equipment and carts. You just need to bring your appetite for speed. Your next fundraiser, team builder, or gather awaits at jacksonspeedway.net.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Elro Steel is proud to celebrate 70 years of business in the Jackson community. In 1948, Al and Robert Glick founded Elro Steel with three principles: integrity, loyalty, and honesty. Elro Steel would expand from their beginnings to over 60 locations in 12 states, offering cut-to-size metals and plastics, industrial supplies, and unmatched customer service. To learn more about Elro's 70th anniversary, their products, or to place an order, visit Elro.com.
Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning is a proud supporter of local high school sports in the Jackson area and would like to wish the Lumen Christi Titans the best of luck in their regional final matchup against Blissfield tonight. With winter just around the corner, remember to have your home heating system inspected by the professionals at Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, or upgrade your system to a new Amana high-efficiency furnace. Visit AspenHeating.com to schedule your appointment today, and remember, they're always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Go Titans!
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Let me ask you a quick question. Have you been putting it off? And by it, I mean filling out that college application, scholarship, or financial aid form. Hey, they can be intimidating. What if I fill it out wrong? How do I make sure it's not red flag? Well, that's easy. Your free assistance is available thanks to the College and Career Access Center inside the Jackson Crossing Mall. Their mission is to help you get the post-high school accreditation, training, or degree you need to be successful in life. The College and Career Access Center. Help for all ages.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
33-0, our final tonight. Subway Sub Shop player of the game, Nick Thomas. And all he did was five touchdowns. He ran for over 200 yards. And he's a fantastic football player, both sides of the ball. Nick Thomas, what a year for Lumen. And they will go as far as he takes them. For Yes Siree Bob and the Subway Sub Shops, great stop after the game. Of course, our presenting sponsor, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, tonight. We thank them and many fine sponsors. Ratch has our out-of-town scoreboard for AAA of Jackson.
Yeah, our last check at the Western game, it was halftime score. Zeeland East led Western 36-0. So Zeeland East will end, looks like, Western season. They'll finish up with a record of 10-2, a tremendous season for the Panthers. Zeeland East is going to advance. They're going to play, it looks like, Muskegon. What a game that'll be, Zeeland East and Muskegon. A couple of scores of interest in Division 6. Traverse City St. Francis has just scored on the first play of the fourth quarter to take a 28-20 lead over Kingsley up in the other bracket of that in Division 8. And now Jason just sent me a update right away. Must have been a fumble or something. Traverse City St. Francis has just scored again, so now with just 11 minutes to go in the game, St. Francis leads Kingsley 34-20. So two touchdowns within a minute, and it appears to be over for the Stags of Kingsley. A couple other scores: Pewama Westphalia and New Lothrop were close. It was 14-12. West Bloomfield and Belleville were real close at the end of the third quarter. It was 10-6. We had plenty of close ones throughout the state. Halftime, Muskegon Mona Shores and Portage Northern. Of course, Portage Northern just beat the tar out of Okemos last week, who beat Jackson High. Mona Shores was leading Portage Northern 26-21 at the half. And I wish I had another score of the game from Western, but that's the last one we had was at the half. Zeeland East 36, Western nothing.
Catch that, end of that game, K105.3, and we'll have all the scores tomorrow. Sports Saturday for Denny's, Polly's Country Markets, total bottom line savings at Polly's. Again, Lumen advances. They'll play next Saturday, and we'll be wherever they're at as they cruise past Blissfield. Subway Sub Shop player of the game is Nick Thomas. Lumen 33, Blissfield nothing. For Tom Ratchford, Josh Hankrell, Greg O'Connor, thanks for your time. This time, till next time.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM was brought to you by
Jackson Area Subway Restaurants, the Jackson YMCA, Denny's, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Al Roe Steel, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Jimmy's Towing, Northwest Community Schools, OmniSource, County National Bank, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Able Heating and Cooling, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Jackson Speedway, Seymour Ford, Candy's BZB Cafe, and Eiselhart Nissan.
Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.